There are endless ways to lead a healthy and active life, no matter what your fitness level or your preferences. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Great to have with us Jean O'Leary in the studio with us. She's a fitness specialist at Madison School and Community Recreation. We sometimes call it MSCR. That's the shorthand version. She has an extensive background in exercise programs, wellness initiatives, strength training programs, and she has a lot of advice to share on how to make physical activity approachable for all of us, for you and for me and everybody else. So how do you stay active? What questions do you have about starting or maintaining exercise? I hope you'll join in. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234. Or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org. And Jean O'Leary, welcome.
Good to have you. Thank you so much.
Great to have you with us today. Well, you've got a big job, by the way.
I do.
Is it fun?
It's a great job. I love it.
You work with all kinds of people.
Work with all kinds of people and just try to make exercise programs accessible in the community.
Yeah, and make them fun, I hope.
And make them fun. That would be a plus, wouldn't it?
Why? Well, let's start with some basics here. Why is it so important to be active?
Well, I think activity is kind of a cornerstone of a lot of different pieces of just a general good health for a lot of people. And we know that inactivity, which I'm sure that a lot of people have heard about recently in the news, inactivity is a pretty deadly thing, as it were. So it isn't just not exercising. It's being really, really sedentary that's going to be rough on a lot of people as they get older.
So when we're talking about physical activity here, is it how much do we need, and do we have to be lifting weights, or can we walk? Can that be physical? You know, what are the parameters here?
Well, they've just come out with new activity guidelines for Americans, and as you can imagine, the goals are a little bit different when they reestablish guidelines. But in general, for exercise to impact your health, you should be exercising 3 to 5 days a week, moderate activity for at least 30 minutes.
And by moderate activity,
yes,
what do we mean there?
That's the $60,000 question, isn't it? So that depends on where you are currently. Moderate activity for someone who's been very sedentary and maybe has some orthopedic issues is very different than moderate activities for someone who is generally active and maybe exercises a couple times a week. So walking is considered moderate activity. And for some people, household chores, up and down the stairs, doing the laundry, maybe doing the dishes, raking, those are all things that can be kind of plopped into that 30 minutes.
Mowing the lawn, pretty soon it's going to be shoveling the snow.
Raking, all the things that you sort of despise are actually really, really good for you.
Yeah, that makes sense. Julie in Boyceville has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Julie.
Hi there, Larry. This is kind of exciting. I everything changed when I decided to start exercising from home instead of trying to go out and find classes. And I use an online place called fitnessblender.com, and they have free fitness videos. You can search for the length of time that you want to work out for, and you can do more, you know, yoga style, more strength training like lifting weights, or you can do HIIT, Tabata, all kinds of different options. And I get up right away first thing in the morning, and I do anywhere from 10 to 45 minutes of exercise, and then I'm energized for the day.
Julie, you're a gal after my own heart. I think that's wonderful. Jean, what do you think?
Well, Julie's hit on a couple of different things. Probably the most important is that there are a lot of good resources out there. So physical activity and exercise can be free if you need it to be free. You have to be a bit of a discerning consumer, I think, when you look at some things online. Mm-hmm. But she has found herself something that really, really works for her. And I would say the second part of that is she does it in the morning. And we know that people that exercise in the morning are twice as compliant to their exercise programs as people that exercise any other time of day.
Yeah, I like to get up in the first thing in the morning and just do 2 to 3 miles around the neighborhood. You know?
Excellent.
And it's, you know, you get into the habit of it, and it can be a lot of fun.
And what do you think when that doesn't happen for you, when you can't do that?
Well, then you don't feel as well.
Yep.
You really get off to a good start. Julie is exactly, sorry, like I was saying, she's a gal after my own heart because—
yep.
I always feel better and ready to take on the day when I've done that.
Yeah, it makes your whole day better. It's hard for some people to fit it in then, but if you can start with, it's not like you have to get up at 4 a.m, or you might. Apologies to people that work real early in the morning, but you could start with a short bout of exercise and see if getting up that much earlier is worth it to you. But it really does impact your day. To the positive.
Yeah, I have to get up around 5:30 to do that.
And there you
still
go.
Get to work on time, but you feel a lot better at work
once you
get there.
Yeah.
For sure. Thanks, Julie. Appreciate it. Mike in Oshkosh will go to you. Hi, Mike.
Hello. I have a comment more than a question.
Sure.
If Amazon and Amazon Prime is becoming an evil for some people because they will not get out and shop, or they insist on just ordering things from the computer because it's not convenient to go to a store and shop.
Well, you know, just the whole thing about computers is kind of an issue there. You may want to comment on, Gene.
Right. Well, I think Mike has a good point. You can do grocery shopping online and drive up or have it delivered. You can get almost anything delivered. You could probably hole up in your house and still live a very content life. But I think people have to make some decisions about how much they want to do online and how much interpersonal, you know, relationships they can have with people. So there's a lot of things that impact our general physical activity level, and that's a perfect example of one of the things that's kind of taken the edge off of our daily activity.
Yeah, I think you're right. I was thinking to my own mornings, and I think one thing that's probably good for a lot of people is the fact they have a dog, because I see about 10 people in the morning out when I'm out.
Yes.
And they're walking the dog.
Yes, and you probably know the dog's name and not necessarily the person's name.
Exactly. Oh, Mike, thanks a lot. Marty in Verona, it's your turn. Hi, Marty. Did we lose Marty? I thought Marty was there. Oh, we must have lost Marty. He had a comment about a documentary about senior athletes. That's too bad we lost that. Anyway, you can join in too at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org. So, you know, the hard part, I've had situations just in my own life where every single day, and then you get a stretch of weather or something comes up that disrupts. Maybe it's having to travel for work or something like that, where you're away from your normal routine. And then sometimes it's hard to get started back.
It sure is. And I think one of the things that you can maybe do is to provide for that. If you know what those stumbling blocks might be, and Wisconsin weather is a perfect one, right? We know it's coming. You know, we know what's going to happen. So instead of you waking up and saying, I can't go for my walk this morning, it's raining, you can say, what's my plan for the rainy days or the icy days or whatever? And I think that that's really helpful so that you don't sabotage those efforts, because it is hard to get back in the habit. That's exactly what we want, though. What you have is a good habit.
Yeah, it's but I've had that happen to me, and it's always hard. Here's Marty in Verona with something, oh, that may be about that documentary with seniors. Hi, Marty.
Hi, yes, sorry, my call had dropped. There is a wonderful 50-minute documentary. It's called Mary and Bill Film. You can find it at maryandbillfilm.com. It was produced by Andrew Napier, who was a student at the UW-Madison. And it followed the lives of two seniors from Wisconsin, one named Mary Strobel and the other Bill Wambach, who was my father, who just passed away 2 days ago at the age of 94. And Mary started doing triathlons at the age of 70. And so if that doesn't inspire people, perhaps my dad's story of lifetime fitness and not letting heart attacks slow him down. He was a senior Olympian who competed right up until the year. He was planning for another competition this June, but unfortunately he developed lung cancer.
Oh.
And he's a record holder in the high jump. So it's a very inspirational movie. It's free on Vimeo.
And the title again, Marty?
Mary and Bill Film.
Mary and Bill Film. I'll have to take a look at that. I'm very sorry for your loss. It sounds like your dad had a wonderful life.
He did.
Yeah, thank you so much. So, free documentary online, and we can, it sounds like a great one. And I know we're going to have lots more good conversations here. I know Larry and Spooner is up with a question or a comment for us, and I hope Larry stays online. We are going to take a quick look at the news and weather and find out what else is in store for us here on the Ideas Network. And then we'll be back with our guest, Gene O'Leary, fitness specialist for Madison School and Community Recreation, extensive background in exercise programs, wellness initiatives, and strength training programs. So Larry and everybody else, you stay with us. We'll be back right after this look at the news. I'm Larry Mueller. There are many benefits to physical exercise, and today we're going to be talking about how to live a healthy and active lifestyle regardless of your fitness level. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us on the Ideas Network. Our fitness specialist is Jean O'Leary. She's in the studio with me today. She leads the 50-plus age group at Madison School and Community Recreation. She has an extensive background in working with all kinds of folks and age levels in exercise programs, wellness initiatives, strength training programs. So she's here to answer your question or hear what you've got to say. What questions do you have? How do you stay active? What questions do you have about starting or maintaining physical exercise? What do you want to know about the basics of exercise? Give a call at 1-800-642-1234 or email us at ideas@wpr.org. And I'm glad Larry from Spooner hung on right through the news. Larry, thanks for calling and waiting. What's on your mind today?
Well, thank you for taking my call. I'm 66 years old, and I've got congestive heart failure and moderate stage emphysema. And I take a bunch of medicines in the morning, it tires me out after they start taking effect. Should I exercise? And then I'm tired all day. Should I exercise of some degree and try to get some energy built up in me?
Well, Larry, that's a great question that I think you should first check with your physician about the timing of your exercise, because maybe you'll just be beating your head against the wall if that exercise happens at the wrong time based on your medications. But one of the things that occurs to me is maybe some light strength training would be really good for you if you're finding it difficult to move around the house, or that's the part of activity that's bothersome to you. It might be really helpful to do a little bit of strength training, and those sorts of things tend to help with your energy levels. I think one of the things that we kind of forget about is that light exercise just helps you feel better and gives you energy. It should not make you more tired if that's your concern.
So when you're talking about light, what do you, you know, I mean, some 5-pound weights that you're...
It maybe not even 5-pound weights, just maybe even some repeats of getting up and down out of a chair, some push-ups on the wall, maybe just some moving around the house. And if it's okay with Larry's physician, maybe starting into some light strength training with those small hand weights. Those things are real accessible and easy to fit into your day. But Larry, your question is great, because I think it's not very intuitive when you're tired to think that exercise will make you feel better, but it really does.
Yeah. So, and again, I think it's a good point, too, to talk to the physician, because of the medications he has to take. Still, perhaps a bit of walking, even if it's around the block or whatever.
Sure. Exercise is good for almost anyone at any time, but it should be directed by your physician. And my guess is that he or she would have an opinion and some guidance for you.
Yeah, but really look into that, Larry. Do that for me, too, will you? Appreciate your call very much. You can join in, too, at 800-642-1234 or email us at ideas@wpr.org. Amy emailed that her job is physical. She cleans houses for 6 to 7 hours a day. Should she still be exercising either in the morning before work or in the evening after work? She usually gets her 10,000 steps in by the time she's finished with work.
Good for you, Amy. So Amy has a very active job, and I think the question there is what type of exercise might be good for her. So if she's on her feet all day, maybe exercise, maybe going out for a walk doesn't sound like a good idea, but maybe something like yoga or Tai Chi that really kind of helps her settle down from the day might be a really good idea. It just probably really helps to explore, because it sounds like she has a lot of physical activity built into the day, and that's a really, really important thing.
And, you know, I'm just thinking about your job. You're at MSCR, Madison School Community Recreation. I was trying to remember. And I don't know if Amy's from Madison, but there are other towns, and there are similar kinds of situations. Do you offer the kinds of things you were just talking about?
Yeah, we have a lot of exercise classes, a lot of different kinds for a lot of different activity levels. And someone like Amy, again, that has that really active job, might just find that something different is real appealing to her. And I think probably after work, something that's kind of relaxing might be really, really helpful. So Amy's physical activity level is really high, which is extremely important, but then some planned exercise in addition to that. So maybe some strength training where she's not always on her feet. It sounds like she's got a fairly active job. So something that incorporates a little bit of strength training or stretching. Yoga, to me, sounds like it would be a really good fit for Amy.
I wouldn't be surprised if she's on her hands and knees a lot, too, if she's cleaning floors or whatever, or washing floors or whatever.
And it is, I think if you research in your community who it is that offers exercise classes, almost anyone can go visit a class and be able to tell within a few minutes, oh, that sounds like something I can do, or nope, that's too intense or too slow.
I'm thinking something like yoga, as you mentioned, is something you can take some classes, but then you can just do it at home if you want to after you've learned how to do some of those things.
Right. There's a lot of resources online. It does help to get some guidance, maybe go to a few classes and see whether or not it's going to be a good fit for you, and then see how it better fits into your day.
We have a Mindy email to ask about advice for a busy parent. How do you fit exercise in with that situation. See, you got some young kids. You're probably getting some walking in and some lifting and all that with picking the kids up and so forth. But how do you fit that into your day?
Right. So Mindy is probably a fairly, I think parents are probably more active than the normal person, as Larry just mentioned. And I think the first thing to realize is that busy people exercise. It just takes a little bit more effort to figure out when that's going to happen and how to kind of fit that in. And sometimes it's a very subtle negotiation with people in your family. Maybe Thursday morning, can you take the kids to school or to daycare and I can have an extra hour for myself to do my exercise program, or this, you know, late afternoon or early evening. And so I think you have to actually plan it and then make sure that you set yourself up to do that. Be ready, get meals ready. The planning part of that, I think exercise fits into a time management scheme real well. It's a time-consuming thing for some people, so you just have to be prepared.
Yeah. And again, maybe you can get up a half hour before the kids wake up and do your exercise then, too.
They're probably rattling her to wake up, would be my guess.
Oh, man. And quite a few people have – there was an earlier caller who mentioned an online exercise website that worked really well for her, and quite a few people have actually called in and said, what was that again? It's actually fitnessblender.com. I know nothing about it, but so I'm giving you the information. Take a look at it and see if it works for you, as it obviously did for our earlier caller. Again, it was fitnessblender.com. Dave in northern Wisconsin, we'll turn to you now. Hi, Dave.
Hi. Excuse me, hello. Yes, am I with you?
Yes, go ahead.
Well, I was listening to the, I just turned the radio on, and I just at the very moment that your gentleman there who had congestive heart failure and mild emphysema was speaking and asking about whether he should exercise, and I have some experience in that. I had a heart attack in 2010, and I came out of it with a congestive heart failure, and it was very severe. I would first of all would recommend, making some comments from my own experience, I would recommend that he goes to cardio rehab. I know some people refuse it, and I didn't, and that would help you, starting you off quite a bit. And then from cardio rehab, I continued on to exercise, and I will make a comment about the presenter's suggestion, make sure you coordinate and everything with your doctor. I believe that if I had done only what the doctors had given me some suggestion to do, they didn't give me any suggestions to exercise. Cardio rehab was it. But if I had left it at that, I would still be a couch potato, and that would have been the rest of my life. But I went on, and I pushed myself really vigorously exercising. I started kayaking, and I started walking, and I do an exercise program, which is called Qigong, or Qigong. It's a very easy kind of thing, like Tai Chi, if you understand what Tai Chi is. And the first time I did it, it was really knocked me down, but I kept at it, and I got quite able to do it again, too. So my point is that I think the components of, for example, I a couple of summers ago, I pulled my canoe out of my kayak out of the river. I live on a river, and I had just finished with 10 and a half miles worth of exercise. And the doctors, when I started off, told me I wasn't going to do anything. So I exercised, and I walk, and I do Qigong, and it was because it really pushed hard. I just demanded it of myself, and you have to start slowly, and you have to build. And in terms of being tired, I followed a rule that if you're tired, it means that you have to exercise because you're weak. And you're tired because you're weak. You're only going to get stronger if you push yourself and you exercise.
That's a great call, Dave. Thank you so much. Gina, comment on what Dave was talking about here.
Well, I think what I recognize in Dave's comment is that he was kind of an advocate for himself. So He went to cardiac rehab, which I would suggest that anyone do. But in addition to that, I think you have to ask your physician, maybe a physical therapist, that cardiac rehab person, okay, now what can I do in the next month? Give me three things I can do and three things I should stay away from. That's a pretty simple way to start a conversation with the healthcare provider about what's next for me. Because as we all know, the cardiac rehab is easy. It's a set time. Somebody's following you. They give you specific things that they want you to work on. And then, boom, you're done.
Yeah.
So that's the part that I call the abyss that people fall into after that sort of medical care is over. Now what? And you really need to ask a lot of questions. Dave took initiative and did some things on his own, and that's where he found his success.
Thanks a lot, Dave, for calling. Again, appreciate your call. I want to give Rob in Pine River a chance to join us as well. Hi, Rob. Thanks for calling.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I want to agree with your guest that you need to engage your general practitioner or you know, the doctor you're seeing, however, in Uber. And I have a personal example where I was falling asleep. I worked 12-hour shifts, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. In the middle of the day, I was just dragging. It was incredible. And I went to my physician and I said, you know, I'm taking these different blood pressure meds. Can I either stagger them or can I take them late in the day so they don't have an effect, you know, such a oppressive effect on me? And he said, yeah, give it a try. Well, yes, it worked. My blood pressure, my diastolic has dropped like a stone. It's really working. And coincidentally, this past week, the BBC had an article from the NHS in England that they are strongly recommending that any blood pressure meds you take should be taken before bedtime rather than in the morning like I historically was, and with the idea that it's going to work better, better efficacy, and you're not going to get that midday lull. That's my comment.
Rob, thank you very much, Rob, for calling. And Gina, that sounds like good advice, too, or it could be.
Sure, and I think that's a good example of a very specific question to ask your doctor. Are those medicines making me more tired, and would I be better off taking them at night? Would it be better for my exercise regime to do that? It's a great question for your doctor, and again, for Rob, it worked. He was an advocate for himself.
Thanks again, Rob. Diana in Madison, your turn. Hi, Diana.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm 65, and I was a special ed teacher for 38 years, and I was very, very active. And then 4 months after I retired, I fell and had a severe back injury.
Oh.
I know. I've recuperated and healing well, I'm with pain. I'm still only able to probably get in maybe about 5,000 steps a day. And so I'm wondering if at my age, if you're still 10,000 steps is still the good number to be aiming for. And if so, I mean, I do work with a physical therapist, but given, you know, I try to do some errands a day and, you know, by the time I've gotten all that done, I've really hit my pain threshold and I need to rest. But, is it a set number that is the 5,000, or is walking the 5,000 steps? Are there other things that I could do, like on some exercise equipment that are equivalent, or how can I, you know, make that adjustment? Because I really can't walk that much farther than about 5,000 steps, and I don't, in the foreseeable future, it doesn't look like I will be able to. So that's my question as
sure.
far as what else can I do?
Yeah. And just a question, have you worked in a pool at all?
Yeah, I have. And actually, I'm going to go back. I heard what one of the therapists that you have on air talked about being in the pool and getting height back. But I've done core training in the pool, and I'm planning on going back to do that. I had surgery, and so it's taken a while to get back into that, but the pool's pretty small, though. I have to be in it a long time to get 5,000 steps.
Oh.
Well, Diana, I guess what I would say is the pool is the first thing that comes to mind for me, and it sounds like that's been working for you. And then possibly, if it's all right with your PT, I think that maybe cycling. So don't worry about the 10,000 steps, because I think that's a very personal thing, and maybe the weight-bearing part of that concept of 10,000 steps just isn't going to work for you. I don't think that you should back off from the 5,000, but it sounds like you're sort of at a point where then pain becomes a factor, and you don't want that to interfere with you progressing in your rehab, because you said you're still healing. So I think water exercise like you're currently doing is a great idea, and possibly some work on an exercise bike if you have access to something like that would be a good idea. And again, maybe some upper body strength training with some guidance. Again, I'm a big believer in saying to your physical therapist, two or three things I can do, two or three things that I should definitely stay away from is an easy answer for them.
And, you know, the biking, the exercise bikes, there are many of them where you're actually sitting down, you're like recumbent type bicycles that I would think would put less pressure on your back when you're pedaling.
Sure. It depends on what type of back injury, but that's kind of a non-weight bearing thing that might really help. You had mentioned that you had done some core work in the pool. I think that's a really important thing to get back after any kind of back surgery. So I think cycling on the right kind of bike in addition to those 5,000 steps would be great, but I wouldn't necessarily worry about getting that additional 5,000 steps in the pool or anywhere else if it doesn't suit you right now.
Yeah. Good luck, Diana. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. I want to give John in Eau Claire a chance. Hi, John.
Hi. I'm 70 years old, and I'm getting some conflicting information about if you'd like to do weight training. Some folks say that I shouldn't do heavy weights because at this age my ligaments and tendons are getting brittle and there's more risk to have a tear or something. And others say if you don't keep that motion going, they will get weaker, and it'll give you a problem. So I was just wondering what your opinion was on that.
Well, I think I'm going to be wishy-washy here and say probably both of those things are right. The problem that I see with most people using heavier weights is that they can't do a full range of motion. So if and when you're the amount of weight that you're lifting interferes with that full range of motion or the quality of those repetitions, then you really have to back off some. And generally, when I see people lifting heavy weights, that's a problem. You'll get most of your benefit from a light to a moderate weight.
Yeah. So you're actually better off. John's better off with a light to moderate. If he's been doing heavy a long time, maybe moderate would work well.
Yep.
Or
maybe a heavy weight for some exercises and not others. You can't use the same amount of weight for everything that you do. But all those things are possible if you work up to them. But again, kind of full range of motion and good quality repetitions are kind of the key there.
Yeah. And Ted wondered if there's a book or program that would be good for strength training for an older person starting fairly out of shape.
Well, there are some really crazy books out there on exercise and then some really, really good resources. So there is a really good website from the National Institutes on Health that has kind of a starter strength training program that would be a really good thing to look at. And then if you look online, if you're looking for online sources, the Harvard Health Newsletter and Mayo Clinic also have very good starting programs, very good guidance.
And on that note, we're out of time. Gene, the time flew by. Thank you so much. You'll come back and be with us again sometime, I hope.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Larry.
Love to have you back. Gene O'Leary, fitness specialist for Madison School and Community Recreation, MSCR. We'll have her back. We'll do it again. tomorrow. My goodness, it's Friday tomorrow. That's Garden Talk time. And we'll talk about low-impact fall cleanup and how to recycle organic matter from your garden. That's Friday on the Ideas Network. In the meantime, thanks for listening. Stay with us. Lots more in store on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller.